We're going to learn about four different types of hearts tonight. I call this one type of heart as a passersby. The other one is a petrified. The other type of heart, preoccupied. The other type of heart, prepared. All peace. One, passersby. Petrified, preoccupied, and prepared. So, four different types. Let's stand and for the reading of God's Word. Matthew 13. It's a very simple passage. Tonight we're going to break it down and dig a little deeper on what we can learn from this parable. Matthew 13. We're going to look at this first parable, the parable of the sower. Matthew 13, let's start with verse 3. And he spake many things unto them in parables, saying, Behold, a sower went forth to sow. And when he sowed, some seeds fell by the wayside. There's the passersby. And the fowls came and devoured them up. Some fell upon stony places where they had not much earth, and forthwith they sprung up because they had no deepness of earth. And when the sun was up, they were scorched, and because they had no root, that's key, okay, that's a key word, they withered away. And some fell upon thorns, and the thorns sprung up and choked them. But other fell into good ground and brought forth fruit, some 100-fold, some 60-fold, some 30-fold. Who had ears to hear, let him hear. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, thank you so much again, Lord, for the privilege to come together and praise thy name and, Lord, sing songs unto thee, to hear blessings upon blessings. Thank you for this book that we can open and read and learn from. Lord, thank you for Holy Spirit, Lord God, who dwells in us, who gives us comfort and direction and guidance in life. Thank you for the Lord Jesus Christ who gave himself for us. He rose again after the third day. And thank you for the promise that he is coming back again. Again, please be with us now. Bless thy word. May we get something out of it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right. Be ready with your pen and or pencils or markers, highlighters, things like that. We're going to study this parable. We sometimes go through a parable just like, okay, it's another story, it's another thing. We get some nuggets or some truths from it, and we look at the surface of it, but we really don't know some of the important details in the parable. So in this particular one, we're going to study it a little bit more in detail tonight. All right. So this is called the parable of the sower. Okay. I want you to take note of the following things here. The sower is Christ. The sower here is Christ. Look at verse 37. Look at verse 37 of this chapter. Verse 37. He answered and said unto them, He that soweth the good seed is who? The Son of Man. The Son of Man, and that's Jesus Christ. He is the sower. Another thing I want you to learn here is the seed. What is the seed here? Open your Bibles to Luke chapter 8. Luke chapter 8 in verse 11. As we go through this parable, I want you to know these truths first. What is the seed here? I'm pretty sure you have an idea. Luke 8, verse 11. Okay. What is the seed? Verse 11. Now the parable is this. The seed is the word of God. You see? The seed is the word of God. And here's another thing I want you to learn. The fowls. What about the fowls? We read about the fowls, right? Right here. Where is that at? There you go. Verse 4. You read about fowls. What about fowls? Revelations 18. Revelations 18 in verse 2. What about the fowls? There's just some birds. You know, fowl is a bird. Revelations 18. Okay. In verse 2. Revelations 18 in verse 2. And he cried mightily with a strong voice, saying, Babylon the Great is fallen, and is become the habitation of devils, and the hold of every foul spirit, and a cage of every unclean and hateful bird. Fowls. Ecclesiastes chapter 10. Ecclesiastes chapter 10 and verse 20. I want you to know that the fowl here in this parable, the fowls of the air, are devils. What about devils? Why are they fowls? Why are they birds? Look at Ecclesiastes chapter 10. You want to say, it says here in verse 20, take a look at your Bible. Curse not the king. You know, we used to have a king in this country. Honor the king, right? That's why our Bible is called what? King James Bible. We ought to honor the king. Where the word of the king is, there is power. We ought not to curse the king. But here's the thing. Know not in thy thought. Why? And curse not the rich in thy bedchamber. What happens? For a bird of the air shall carry the voice, and that which had wings shall tell the matter. There is a bird with wings that can carry the matter, carry the voice, and tell the matter, whatever it is that you're murmuring about. Bible says here, the fowls people call them demons in the Bible, but the right biblical term is devils. Devils are not just fallen angels that, you know, they are fowls. They are birds, flying creatures, just like flies with wings. You know, in one story, one time there's this one possessed by a demon, by a devil, and this man's actually possessed by legions. There's a legion in him. So there's a lot that can possess a man, a lot of devils, and devils have wings, winged creatures. So here, the fowls in this parable are devils sent by Satan. Okay? Demons are winged creatures. And the reason why the Bible, the King James Bible, you know, uses the word devil and not just demons, because in the old, there's a Greek mythology, there's a saying that there's some demons are good demons, good spirits. You know, that's why the Bible, this Bible doesn't use demons, so that you don't get confused with, oh, there are good demons. No, he uses the word devil so you know they're bad creatures. Okay? So in this parable, the fowls are devils sent by Satan. Okay? Here's another thing I want you to learn here. Let's look at, now that we have established these truths, now let's look at the story. Now let's look at the story here. The first thing is that we're going to examine the first type of ground. What about the ground? What about the ground? The ground represents the heart of man by the wayside. Let's look at the verse 4 once again. And when he sowed, some seeds fell by the wayside. And the fowls came and devoured them up. Look at Luke chapter 8 in verse 12. Luke chapter 8 in verse 12. So there's this first type of ground or heart. Luke chapter 8 in verse 12 is this. Those by the wayside are they that hear, then cometh the devil, you see this, the devil, and taketh away the word out of their hearts, lest they should believe and be saved. So this one particular heart didn't really get the word of God, because there's a creature called the devil that prevented that heart from believing and getting saved. So I want you to know that whenever you share and you tell others about Jesus Christ, be aware that there is an element, there is a spiritual aspect to when it comes to telling people about the Lord. You are battling against spiritual elements. It is not just a matter of, oh, I'm sharing this gospel to this person. Be aware that you are now in a spiritual realm. Someone doesn't want that word of God to take root in that person's heart. Who is going to fight you for it? The Bible says here, it is the devil that's going to take away that word out of that man's heart, so that that person will not believe and get saved. Be aware of that. It's a real battle. And I'm going to go back to this point that when we get inside this realm, the spiritual realm, it is no longer just a physical effort. You need to have the backing of the Holy Spirit of God. You need to have the power of the Holy Spirit of God to prepare that person's heart and to pray that the devil will not succeed in preventing the Word of God from not landing in the heart of man. Because there's someone that's going to prevent you. Have you ever wondered sometimes, how come this person is hard to reach? You know, it's hard to reach. I keep telling them about the Lord and telling them about salvation, and they don't understand. Why is that? Because there is the devil that's keeping you from succeeding in reaching that person's heart. What about the stony places? What about the stony places? Verse 5. Some fell upon stony places where they had not much herb, and forthwith they sprung up because they had no deepness of earth. And when the sun was up, they were scorched, and because they had no root, they withered away. What can we learn from this? This other type of heart. So the other one was the wayside. This one is stony places. What about this one? Here's some characteristics of this stony place. One is that there is no earth. There is no earth. You see, not much earth. Forthwith they sprung up because they had no deepness of earth. So imagine someone who has heard or received the word of God, but only in the surface, that gets so excited about, oh, I like this idea of being a Christian, of doing right. I like this. I like this singing. I like this, you know, now the camaraderie, the atmosphere of a church is exciting. Turning the new leaf, so to speak. It's getting excited, you know. But then when the real test comes, when real test comes, and you find out that this person doesn't have the root. The Word of God didn't really take root in that person. See, look at this one here. Verse 6. And when the sun was up, talk about when real tests and persecutions and trials come, they were scorched. They get offended, you know, they again, disappointed, and because they had no root. What about the root? Why is it important that there is that root? Open your Bibles to Revelations. Revelations 22, in verse 16. Revelations 22 in verse 16. You know what the Bible says? Who the root is? I, Jesus, have sent mine angel to testify unto you these things in the churches. Here's what it says. I am the root, and the offspring of David, and a bright and morning star. Here in this parable, it says they had no root. They didn't really have the Lord Jesus Christ. They didn't truly get saved. But, you have these folks, they get excited. They like the new thing. You know, they're joyful. And then they can pass off as Christians. Do you know those people that, wow, they look and smell like Christians? You know, they dress up like Christians, but there's really no root in them. So when this real test comes, and persecutions and afflictions and temptation come, then what happened? They withered away. They withered away. Let's look at the thorny place. So the first two types of heart, we learn from this one that they're not saved. One is by the wayside. The word of God was taken away. Here is a stony place. There's no root. There's not much earth. It's all in the surface. There's no genuine conversion. But here's the third type. Thorny place. And some fell among thorns. And the thorns sprung up and choked them. You see that? Thorns sprung up and choked them. So it's like a man who received God's word. And here, the explanation is this. In verse, let's take a look at this one here. Luke chapter 8. Let's look chapter 8. Verse 14. Luke chapter 8 in verse 14. Look at this one here. And that which fell among thorns are they, which, when they have heard, go forth and are choked with cares and riches and pleasures of this life, and bring no fruit to perfection. So this type of heart or ground has the potential to bear fruit. You see that? Has the potential to bear fruit. And sometimes you can see here that it even has some fruit, but it's not perfect fruit. Why is that? Because of the cares of this world, the riches of this world, and the pleasures of this life hinder the bearing of the fruit. There's no evidence that this person is not saved. In fact, the only way you can bear fruit is when you are actually saved, right? So, but this type of saved person is a person who has the potential to do more for the Lord, has the potential to bear more fruit for God. But due to the cares and riches and pleasures of this life, all these things choke the Word of God. How about that? In Mark chapter 4, Mark chapter 4, verse 19, Mark chapter 4 and verse 19. Here's another reference about this thorny place. And the cares of this world, you see that? And the deceitfulness of riches and the lust of other things entering in, it got in. So that means that the Word of God is already inside. But all these things got in and choked the Word. And it becometh unfruitful. You see that? That's why this morning I talked to you about pleasures, self-love, you know, seeking to please ourselves and first before God. It's a sure way to hinder our growth, spiritual growth. Because we have Christians who are saved, truly born again children of God, who are in this situation, thorny places. And why is that? Because all the cares of this life, the pleasures of this life, they are deceived by riches. You know, there is a, you know this, that money is a necessity. Let me say, there's nothing wrong with money. We use it for many things. But the love of money, the Bible is very clear. The love of money is the root of all evil. And sometimes, you know, we can be deceived by thinking that just because, you know, the measure of success is based on the amount of money that you have, that is not so. When we have become, you know, enslaved by it, by the material things of this life, that is a sure way to hinder your fruit bearing. What about the good ground? What about the good ground? Let's look at the good ground. Verse 8. Matthew 13, verse 8. But other fell into good ground and brought forth fruit. You see? Some 100-fold, some 60-fold, some 30-fold. So what about this good ground? What do we learn? Verse 23. Take a look at verse 23. But he that received seed into the good ground is he that heareth the word and understandeth it. You see? Which also beareth fruit. So this good ground is a ground that understands the Word of God and then bear fruit. understands the word of God and bear fruit. You know what else? Look at Luke again. This is another Luke 8:15. Luke 8:15. What type of heart is this? Luke 8:15. But that on the good ground are they which in an honest and good heart. You see that? So this ground represents an honest and good heart. Having heard the word, keep it, and then bring forth fruit with patience. So this type of heart is an honest and good heart. And the other thing about this heart is that this heart is the one that keeps the word of God. Do you have the word of God with you? You ought to keep it. You ought to keep it. And it's the one that brings forth fruit with patience. Sometimes it is hard to continue to serve in the ministry. It's hard work. It's hard work. Sometimes it takes time, hours out of our day, days out of our week. It takes time. It takes time to pray. It takes time to serve other people and to do things here for the Lord. It takes time. The Bible says here that this heart brings forth fruit with patience. You see that? With patience. So what is the result of this? Some of you will bear fruit, some 60-fold, or some 100, some 60, and some 30. Various fruits. It's not all just a lot of fruit. It could be just 60. It could be just 30. But the point here is you are bearing fruit. And you are bearing fruit with patience. So here's the question. The first two types of heart are already out of the question, right? They are reserved only for the unsaved. They have no root in them, and the word of God didn't take root in them, and the foul just took him out of the heart of that man, and that's why they're not saved. But the two types of heart that apply to us Christians are the last two types. The thorny and the good ground. Question here, which type of heart do we have? Which type of heart do we have? A thorny heart is a heart that is filled with the cares of this world. It's filled with just things that hinder us from bearing fruit, even though there is a potential to bear fruit. Or are you the type of heart that is a good and honest heart that is laboring for the Lord with patience, bearing fruit with patience? Only you and God know which type of heart you have, you and I have. Amen. All right. So that is the parable of the sower. The sower is Christ. The seed is the word of God. The fowls here are the devils with wings. And in a practical note, for you who are coming to our soul winning class, just remember, part of telling people about the Lord is fighting a spiritual enemy. You cannot fight it on your own. You cannot overcome spiritual forces by yourselves. It will take God's power. So you got to pray for that heart of that person. And you have to pray that the devil will not hinder that work, that effort. And you got to pray that the word of God will take root in that person's heart. That is how you pray for someone, for that person to know the Lord. Amen. So just a simple lesson for tonight. Practical. You got to know these four hearts. Okay? So it is the heart that matters. All right. Let us stand for prayer. Play one song and then be dismissed. What song we can play? Let's play 439. Do you know 439? Trusting Jesus. How about 487? How about 48? Only trust Him. That's easier. Only trust Him. Let's sing this song, Only Trust Him. Thank you. sing you now. Let's bow our heads and pray. Oh, dear Heavenly Father, Lord God, help us Christians to indeed search our hearts. May our hearts be that, like that ground that is good and honest heart. Help us, Lord God, to be fruitful. Lord, if there are any of us, Lord, that are stagnant in our spiritual life, please help us. Change us. Please get us excited once again. Just like the first time when we first got saved, we were excited. Oh, how we prayed every day. Oh, how we read our Bible every day. Oh, how we genuinely shared the love of Christ with other people. Help us, Lord, once again to have that same zeal for you. For the time is near. Oh, Lord God, help us to be busy for you. Give us strength to continue the work of God here in this church. We pray for those who are laboring in the foreign countries, sharing the gospel to the lost. Please watch over them. May you equip them. Protect them from harm. Those missionaries. Provide them their needs. Not just their physical needs, but their spiritual needs. Sometimes they have to battle all kinds of trials and hardships. Lord, please help us Christians here in this country was comfortable and with so many things as is readily available to us. Help us not to be complacent. Help us to redeem the time. We thank you for this time. Thank you for this privilege. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.